Nice to have you with me. Nice to have Brendan Joyce in the studio as well, part of our United Live coverage. We'll have a bit of a look at the rest of the NBL round, and Joycey will award his Giant Performer of the Week. We've just been tagged in something on Twitter. Joycey, New Zealand in action today against Memphis. Tom Abercrombie, check it out online. We'll put it up on our Twitter feed as well, at SEN Afternoons. Tom Abercrombie from the New Zealand Breakers has just put someone on a poster.
Yeah, he's always been athletic. We just haven't seen it for the last year or two. Maybe he's had a good preseason. He's got the fresh legs. But one of the things you could count on with Thomas was the fact that he is a great athlete. Yeah. And he certainly buried that one. I'm just looking at it again.
It is.
All over the guy's forehead.
One hell of a dunk. So I did say today that if you came in that we'd have a very special present for you. The present that we have for you is Alex Pledger from Melbourne United, because we've been calling United games together, you and I, for 2 years now. And you love every time that this man gets on the court. You love the role he plays. So we thought that we would deliver him to you as an early Christmas present. Pledge, good afternoon.
How's it?
G'day, Pledge.
How's it going?
It's Brendan here,
How's
mate.
It?
Brendan, yeah. Joyce and Jack Everett. He sounds a
awesome.
Bit sleepy, mate. He might be.
Now, I'm not sure if you're aware here, Alex, because you're obviously out on the court at the moment. But the man sitting next to me in the studio is an NBL Coach of the Year, knows what it takes to win a title. You're one of his favourite players.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. So I guess it's always nice to hear stuff like that.
Well, one of the reasons, Pledge, I think you bring a lot to the table. You always play well defensively. You're a high IQ guy. You can knock down shots and you finish pretty well underneath. And the other thing is that people at home need to understand that I believe you're actually a starter in this league, and it's so tough to get great players to accept a role off the bench to build your depth, and because that's what wins championships. When you've got quality players like yourself, you know, in that sixth or seventh man role, so if someone's injured or someone's in foul trouble. And the tough part is not just from a playing point of view, it's having the intelligence to understand the role, but also the ability to accept the role without sulking or being upset, so you're ready to go. So don't think that goes without, you know, admiration from some people. So, and I think you play the role really well for Melbourne United.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, I think a pretty big part of that is obviously in New Zealand had some success pretty early on in my career in terms of being on good teams and winning. And yeah, so I guess just basically from day one, I was always in an environment where that was kind of preached, and you know, I guess winning championships is the ultimate. I've never wanted to be known as like a put up big numbers on a bad team guy or anything like that. And there's a lot of words you can use to describe me, but egotistical definitely isn't one of them. And I guess just doing whatever's required of me to help the team be as good as possible. That's what I'm going to do.
Alex, take us through round one if you can. Take us through what you've had a chance, obviously, to sit down with Dean and go through some of the footage. What did you see?
We've obviously had a pretty disrupted preseason with two coaches and five players away. With national team duties, and then losing Barlow and David Barlow and Casey Prather basically on the eve of the season. Obviously isn't ideal preparation going into a new season, but you know, we were obviously disappointed. You know, both of those games were very winnable. We felt a lot of it was our own mistakes, things that I haven't been with the team during the entire preseason, but from what I could gather, our Achilles heel at the moment is giving teams second opportunities, and both of those things kind of reared their heads a little bit at various times throughout both games. And when you lose a game by one and you lose a game by three, those couple of extra positions that you give another team, as it showed over the weekend, can really cost you. You know, we've got, I guess you could pull out a few excuses when it comes to a disrupted preseason and a couple of guys being out, but unfortunately moral victories don't count as ticks in the win column. So, you know, we're definitely not hitting the panic button, but you know, we're obviously disappointed that we kind of felt like we let both of those games slip through our fingers.
Well, pretty tough ask, you know. With Barlow, he would I envisage he would start in the four and Casey Prather in the three. So that's two starters out, and then you get Chris out as well for the Perth game. So all in all, when you reflect on it, it's a pretty good effort. But you definitely had your chances. What about Mullo and Long? I mean, how long do you think that's going to take to really fit in and develop the chemistry with the rest of the guys, such as yourself? I mean, Casey's been played with you before. I know he was away for a year, but he has an understanding and feel for the teammates that are there and also the coaching staff. But they're your two new guys. And sometimes people just think, oh, they're two great players and they're just going to fit in. But it doesn't always work like that.
I don't think it'll take too long. You know, both of those guys have made, you know, excellent strides in regards to that in the short time that I've been back from the Tall Blacks trip. You know, obviously last season, you know, they were both guys who were heavily relied on for their respective teams in terms of scoring the ball. And, you know, with the wealth of talent that we have on this team, we don't necessarily rely on them to, you know, score 20 to 25 a game like their teams did last year. So I think it's just, you know, finding a balance with those two guys where they can do what they do best, but also, you know, just keeping the other guys involved.
Alex, thanks for chatting to us this afternoon. It's a very exciting couple of weeks that you and United have got heading overseas and then back here for round three. So good luck and thanks for joining us.
Cheers. Thank you.
Good luck, Pledge.
Alex Pledger from Melbourne United will come back and get Joycey's Giant Performer of the Week after this.